characterizing extreme emission line galaxies too, a self-consistent model of their ionizing spectrum, by Grace M. Olivier et al. Observations of high redshift galaxies, Z greater than 5, have shown that these galaxies have extreme emission lines with equivalent widths much larger than their local star-forming counterparts. Extreme emission line galaxies, EELGs, in the nearby universe are likely analogs to galaxies during the epoch of reionization and provide nearby laboratories to understand the physical processes important to the early universe. We use HST, CUS and LBT, mod spectra to study two nearby EELGs, J104457 and J141851. The FUV spectra indicate that these two galaxies contain stellar populations with ages lower than approximate light-year 10 mir and metallicities lower or equal to 0.15 Z_O. We use photoionization modeling to compare emission lines from models of single-age bursts of star formation to observed emission lines and find that the single-age bursts do not reproduce high ionization lines including O3, or very high ionization lines like He2 or OIV. Photoionization modeling using the stellar populations fit from the UV continuum similarly are not capable of reproducing the emission lines from the very high ionization zone. We add a blackbody to the stellar populations fit from the UV continuum to model the necessary high-energy photons to reproduce the very high ionization lines of He2 and OIV. We find that we need a blackbody of 80,000 K and approximate light-year 60-70% of the luminosity from the young stellar population to reproduce the very high ionization lines while simultaneously reproducing the low intermediate and high ionization emission lines. Our self-consistent model of the ionizing spectra of two nearby EELGs indicates the presence of a previously unaccounted for source of hard ionizing photons in reionization analogs. This was characterizing extreme emission line galaxies too, a self-consistent model of their ionizing spectrum, by Grace M. Olivier et al.